Comes out, this child's mama, sure, he's an incredibly talented young boy. You know, he's a real bright kid. Balmidas, na'atzluisu bal nefesh adina. Beautiful balmidas, sweet, sensitive nefesh. Bal kishun, real takshit. Hashonim chol fois vayeled oilu mit'alem yom liyom. The days go on and the child's growing and growing. V'chedu b'yeshiva, he goes through chedu and he goes through yeshiva. They're bursting with pride. There's so much nachas they're getting from this child. Can you imagine, like the best bochen tifrach? You know, this is nachas. We have a rebbe in yeshiva whose son is the best bochen tifrach. Rav Kaplan, son's known as the best bochen tifrach. B'shat toivu mutzlochus kubo b'berin nesuim in bas giloi. And not only that, he finds a wonderful shidduch and he gets married. Shagam hi mutzlochus lo pachot mimenu. This is a girl that's mamash abas talmid chochem with all the milers of the best Beis Yaakov girl in the whole country, the whole world. Yeah, it's a wonderful story. This is like Alice in Wonderland, you know. B'layla chatuna ein keitz lo ishrom shelohirim. No end to the enormous happiness of the parents. Avi Achatan Nigash le Tfila Arvis Kishikulu Mala Riksho is Hoydis Lashemis Brach Shaziko Isel Agiel Yoim Godel Ze Lahasia is Bno Yechidi Mahmed Ainoi. The father goes to Davin Mairi on the night of the Chasin Akumet, the praise to Hashem, the enormous Dvaikas, that he lived this to see, to bring a child like this to a chuppah like this. Roim is Gadal is Gadash Shmei Rabba Mikola Lev. With simcha, with enormous, can you imagine the yisgadol v'yisgadash, the enormous hodot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Reish Tes Zayin. Ein tzorech lezariz as oyis elohidus l'Hashem yisbarach l'ismach. You don't have to say to him, listen, you know, it's Elul, you must say, you know, yisgadol with right kavanos. This guy's on automatic, he's burning, man. Hasimcha metzipe es liboi v'oyil al gedoysov. The simcha is just bursting out of his heart and it's going out of his limbs. V'yinei lepetel ledoiv and leiv. Be'emtze shivus yamei ha-shiva v'yashiva brochers. Hachosin ha-yaka ne'erag b'tunis drochim. How's that for a killer story? In the middle of the shiva brochers, the chosin had come on the way to a big suda or whatever. Achmon son is an accident and the chosin gets killed. Ha'av eimed mul ha'kever ha'patuach v'poseach gam kain v'amiris yizkadal v'yizkadash shmei rabba. He's standing in front of the open kever and he's got to say yizkadal v'yizkadash shmei rabba.
Why do you have to say the first yizkadal?
Sorry, what? You missed the whole story. You missed the whole romance from the parents getting married and the 25 years waiting for the child, and then the child gets born and becomes the best bochen tifrach, and then he gets married to the best Beis Yaakov girl in the world, and we've a whole story. Hollywood mamash Spielberg couldn't have put this together, and then in the show he gets killed in a car crash. We're busy learning the sugya of Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, and Rav Taub has chosen a moshel here, the story here, that is he doesn't choose a guy like got a new car and got a dent, you know, and he's like sitting there like what to do, you know, or he got a flat tire in the rain. We're talking about in Yoshi 25 years you waited for this child, you raised him, you took him to the chuppah, and the day after the wedding he gets killed. This happened to people. This is not small stuff. This, most people don't recuperate from something like this. The father who said Yizkadol Yizkadash Shmei Rabba on the night of the wedding, he's now standing two nights later on the edge of the kever, and he's got to now say Kaddish for his son. As a kosh bochu reitzu umayinen shiudize yoyim a Kaddish ze ba'isa simcha she'ames a Kaddish b'shas tefilas mayrig b'lel ha'chatuna k'sharei k'shem shem v'ochen ala toive kach m'v'ochen ala ra ba'isa simcha v'nishal es ha'shayla itochet k'etzed nitlas yuzes. The halacha is and if you understand this and you settled with it, there's something wrong with you, or you've learned the sugya and you're on a very high level. But the shala is, and this should bother you, it should. If this doesn't bother you now, then you don't believe the Torah has to make sense, because the Torah has to make sense and this doesn't make sense. The Torah demands, and it's mefusha halacha, and we could say kubeh chenzan, it's even a bitl mitzvah, I say the raisa if you don't. Okay, not a halacha shir, so don't, but that's what he said earlier. The Yizgadol Yizgadash on the open keva has to be with the same simcha as Yizgadol Yizgadash on the night of the chatuna. Now you explain to me. You explain that one to me. let's just make it simple. Let's talk to the pocket. The pocket understands these things. You got $1 million. You made $1 million. Yeah, you won the lottery. You made. Let's make the stakes worthwhile. You made it $50 million. Yeah, you just won $50 million in the lottery. Can you imagine the simcha? Imagine the simcha. Yeah. 3 days later, the funny happened. There was a mistake. Sorry, you got to give the check back. You got to give the check back with the same simcha that you received it. That's the halacha. Does that make sense to you? How do you do that?
You're told that everything Hashem gives you, you've got to pray for the good as much as you've got to pray for
the halacha is in the same with the same level of simcha that you made a bracha on receiving the child.
That's also
you have to make the bracha on losing the child. That's, yeah, also that's not human that year, but you understand that that's not normal.
Hey, Rav, it's very easy to say the way how you meant to do it.
Huh?
The why you meant to do it, there's obviously a why you meant to do it, but to actually do it.
We're not talking about the whys. He didn't say that. He said, Ketzad Nitzan Lasses, how do you do this? He didn't ask why. Why? Because everything's good. It all comes from Hashem. Good, I know that now. But yes. I'm still sitting on the floor bawling.
So, how do you do it?
Oh, that's what he said. So, that's where we're up to. Very good. We're up to the bit. It says, Ketzad Nitzan Lasses, question mark. That's where we stopped. I'm just trying to.
Okay, Ralph, carry on.
All I was trying to do was just make the question a little bit more real for all of us, okay? Because it's not a small question, and it's demanded of us. Gamzu de Tova is not so posh. That's a very high level. Even Rabbi Akiva wasn't zeicher to the level of Gamzu de Tova. Rabbi Akiva was zeicher to the level of Kol Mashi Avid Rachmana Le Tov Avid. It's a lower level than Gamzu de Tova. Kol Mashi Avid Rachmana Le Tov Avid means that something's happened to me that appears bad to me, but if it came from Hashem, it must be good. Gamzu de Tova means I don't even see the bad, it's all good. There isn't even a shaila by Gamzu de Tova, by Nachamish Gamzu, there isn't even a shaila of Keshen Shemoch and Alarak and Shemoch and Alarak because he doesn't see Ra.
Didn't he say Gamzu de Tova
by
the
Maisa
and the Gemara?
He said, Komada Avid Rachmana le Tov Avid. And the Mephoshim say, what I need to know to teach me the same klal. You never get two missions that teach the same thing. That's a problem, right?
Right.
So what is it? One Tana saying everything that Hashem does is good, and you've got another Tana saying Gamzu de Tova, it's the same thing. So the Mephoshim explain, I think Rav Dessler explains it. I could be mistaken, might not be Rav Dessler, but I think it's in Rav Dessler explains it. There's two different levels. There's a level of that even though it seems bad to me, that everything that's what Josh was saying, everything that Hashem does is for the good. That koma the Avadachman at the top of it, everything that Hashem does, he does for the good. Even though it may not appear that way to me now. But I will see it in the end. Gamzu de Tova is where's the bad? Yeah, this is for the good. This is also for the good. There's no shaila of a havamina that maybe it's not good. For Gamzu de Tova. So he explains it that the Nashum Nachamish Gamzu at a higher level than Rabbi Akiva. And there may be other ways of answering this question, but the question is why do you need two Tanaim to say the same thing? So obviously it's two different things, otherwise they would have said the same Loshon. So there must be. Ein Sofik, there's no doubt Kirkosh Bocha any bo Trunya in Briyasaf. Kosh Bocha doesn't come with what's Trunya? Yeah, it's stronger than complaints. It's like tainas, yeah, almost like claims. Claims to complaints. Ein hu toveya Mi'itanu, he doesn't demand from us dvorim umaisim she'einenu musugolim lamoid beim. He doesn't ask us to do things that we're not musugol to do, which is not so posh. L'chein im torasenu kadosha mitzava aleinu mitzvah that you're able to do. The Torah doesn't ask you to do things that are not shaykh for you to do.
What do you mean not shaykh for you to do?
The Torah doesn't say to you that you have to bury the child with the same simcha that you brought it to the chuppah if you can't do it. You don't ask a horse to learn Shas Bal Peh. Why not? Because the horse is not musugal to learn Shas Bal Peh. So if you ask a horse to learn Shas Bal Peh, it must be that he can do it, right? Maybe with extremely hard work, maybe with going beyond anything that he ever thought he could do, maybe with lots of Siyata Rishmaya, but you don't ask it. If Hashem asks you to pull on tefillin, it means you're capable of pulling on tefillin. There is a sugya called Anas Rachmana Patre, that certain individuals, because of their specific situation, maybe potter from doing something, you have a mitzvah of sukkah, of lulav, Yeah, and you happen to be in a place with an olulavim and you can't get one. So then there's a halacha that says honest rachmana potra. But yeah, we talk. If you're honest, you're honest. But generally speaking, every Jew is chayiv. Just there may be a patur, but you chayiv. Yeah. So the Torah doesn't mechayiv you to be makabel yisurim ba'ava if you can't. There may be individuals because of their specific circumstances. Maybe there's a getter of honest rachmana potra. But generally, every Jew is mesugal to this mitzvah. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been given in the Torah. If the Torah tells you to do something, it means you can do it. Otherwise, Hashem cannot ask you to do something you can't do. That makes sense to you? Would you ask your child to do something you couldn't do? Why would you do such a thing? Are you trying to break the kid? I mean, why would you do it? That's posh, no? Anyone got questions on that?
When the Rav just said that you don't have to bury your child with the same simcha as when he was born,
you do have to.
You said just now, if you're not on the madriga.
No, I'm not saying the madriga. Maybe somebody who's got some mental disformity or somebody who's got some whatever that they can't. So that's on a sakhmana potra. I don't know what that level is.
So you might find it. Says that you should, though.
It's a chiv. A person has a chiv. They put to him. A person has a chiv to wear tefillin. He's got a bad stomach or he's not well, so he puts it from wearing tefillin. No, but I want to wait. No, honest rachmana potra. You can do. What can you do? You didn't put yourself in that situation.
It's not about like a test.
Oh, so that's what I said. I said it's not so posh that you can be that you masugal to everything, because that's the whole sugya of nisoy that I don't want to go into now. We're going according to the normal pshat is that Hashem doesn't ask you to do anything you can't do. The truth is, He does ask us to do things we can't do, but that's only so that we'll do them and He'll close the gap and pull us through. Which means all He's asking you to do is everything you can do.
If you need that justice,
of course you need
that justice. Always give it to you.
Well, then you're part. Then you're fine. So what's the problem?
But then that makes it impossible for you to do it. If you know you need justice, and He doesn't give it to you.
No,
then it is defined as
there's no such thing as Hashem asking you to do something and you do everything you can do and not get the Siyata Dishmaya. Tchilasa b'avoida sofa b'gmul. If you do the work, you will get the free presence. And if you don't, you don't. So what do you care? Hashem asks you to jump across the Grand Canyon,
and you can't do it.
But you have to do it.
Right.
So you jump as far as you can go. That's like, let's say 80% of the way across, and if you stop now, gravity takes over, right? So it's over, so what do you care? Or He's going to slip you across the extra 20% of the way, right? So He says to you, I want you to jump across the Grand Canyon. So you start jumping. So two things can happen. Either He'll drag you across to the other side, or He won't. What do you care? You won't get this out to Nishmaya. So he's going to have timers against you. He dropped you in the Grand Canyon because that was what's best for you. You weren't supposed to get to the other side.
Everyone has a chiyah to know Torah Ba'al Peh.
You want to know Hilchos Talmud Torah now, or you want
to?
We're dealing with a mix of Kabbalah Yisur.
But as an example, and not everyone. Let's say
there is such a thing. Let's say there is such a chiyuv.
Right.
That everyone has a chiyuv to know the whole Mishnah is Ba'al Peh.
Right.
Well, not Ba'al Peh. You have to know it. No one doesn't say Ba'al Peh. You have to know it. If there is such a chiyuv in the Torah, then everyone is possible to do it. Yeah. And I'll prove it to you, because you offer them $50,000 or $100,000, they'll all do it. What's the problem? So you see, you can do it. It's just you didn't appreciate it enough. We came with a bit of sheikhad, and suddenly, boom, no problem. Yeah? I'll give you $1,000,000, okay, to learn all the Mishnahs off Bahar by the end of the year. You do it?
Twice.
So,
well, I mean,
so that's what I'm saying. The reason we don't do it is because we don't see the $1,000,000. Oh, so that's why you have to learn Musa, so that you start seeing the $1,000,000. That's called Yerushalayim.
What about the obligations?
Which ones?
Like the money would take away the working obligations, meaning to be able to have time to learn.
If I had the $1,000,000, forget about the balabos. Think about yourself. This is a musavad. We don't think about the condition.
So fine, I've got fine. Like, yeah, me shiva for January. Fine, might as well make a quick $1,000,000. But if I'm going to be working.
Yeah.
And I haven't got the time to learn Mishnayos, but about prepare in a year, unless I've got the addition of $1 million, so then I can afford to not work for a year.
Yeah.
And learn it, but if you're not going to offer up the $1 million, then I can't do that.
So that's the problem with the boss, then you should have.
So it's not that I don't, that isn't, see the
value. I'm not talking to Balabas. I'm not. Yeah, good. When the Balabas comes, we will deal with him. We're not dealing with Balabas. There's no theory here. This is a musavah. This is practical. Okay. Amaisa. We're talking to you. You're in yeshiva. You're telling me I can't learn a whole masecht of Mishnas in a week. And know it well. I'll feed you $50,000. You'll know it well. It's a marshal. We don't understand.
All day, fine.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just using it to show you. Fine, we don't understand the value of things. When you understand the value of something, you do it. When you don't understand the value of something, you don't do it. Why don't we do it? Because we don't appreciate it. If we'd appreciate what it was, we'd do it. And we'd get to see Yetzer Hashamayim. We're the guy standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon. Hashem says, jump across. Right? And we say, but it's impossible. I can't. I mean, I know I can only jump 50 feet, and that's 80 feet, and you know what happens if I stop at 50 feet? I'm going to kill myself, and my children will stop, and I can't do it, so we don't jump. Hashem says, you've got to know the whole Torah, so stop learning. No, I can't. So you never start, so you don't start. You don't get to see Yetzer Hashamayim. You jump into the sea will split, but if you don't jump in and start swimming, you're not going to split.
It's also the
start,
Mishnah,
because that's
also applies here.
Avada, but you're not part of them starting, so start. Jump across the Grand Canyon. You're not going to get to the other edge. No, 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 no.
Regardless how long we've got. Regardless.
It's called jumping to a conclusion.
Yeah,
that's what
you
never
tell him.
Huh? That's the thing. You're not allowed to say, I can't do it. So you have to start. You don't get to the other side. So you don't get to the other side. That's a problem. We have to do what we have to do. How much can you do now? Whatever you can do now, you have to do. Back to our question, how are these parents, how is this father supposed to say Kaddish at the open grave of his child with the same simcha that 3 days later he said Kaddish at the chasana? Everybody understand the question, never mind intellectually but emotionally. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us things that we can't do. Yeah, pashtus. If the Torah commands us this commandment, it must be perforce that we have in our hearts, in the heart, shall call Yehudi ta'atzumos nefesh, the incredible depths of neshama, of spirit, ko adirois, atshumasugol la'amoid b'nisoinze, that is in the depths of every Jewish heart, this ability, this preciousness, this nekuda that can do such a thing, must be there. He is able to love Hashem and to be besameach with Him, with all the halachas of avelus. He has to sit on the floor, and he's got to, you know, he can't wear leather, and he can't bath, and marital, all the dinim of Tisha B'Av plus. You got to do those all in a chinami as well. You can't walk around there, you know, get a music, you know, listen to music. They're all dinim of avelus. You know, we're not taking away from the. He's got to recognize he's lost something here. And he's got to work out what's going on. He's got cheshbon, etc., etc. But his relationship with Hashem shouldn't be affected.
Even though he cries.
Kada. What remains for us to understand is how you do this, and where do you go about getting the power to do this. What we've discovered is that you have the ability to do it. Yeah, but I didn't know that I had the ability to do it. I'm like the millionaire walking around eating garbage out of the garbage can, living in a garbage can under a bridge, because I have $1 million in my pocket, but I don't know it's there. So I'm a millionaire, but I live like a hobo. Someone slipped $1 million into my pocket while I was sleeping, and I know it's there. So we know we have this koyach now. You know there's $1 million there. Because we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to use it. So let's try and see if we can understand the sugya properly. Ma'amu sod hayusurim. What is the secret? The sod. The sod doesn't mean secret. Sod means the deepest understanding, the deepest shorish of everything. Sod means the most basic fundamental point of everything. The secret, what's the fundamental? B'mamat shtachi nedame, in our perception, in our your shtachi, superficial, but mabat, in our perspective, our perception, our outlook. Yeah, oh, that's what I was looking for, thank you. Perspective. In our world outlook, as Rav Tetz called it, the childish 6-year-old look on the world, superficial. We imagine that Yisurim heim shein nirdaf lechet. Yisurim is that which comes about as a result of sin. It's punishments. Hasevel hu oinesh ha-poiked ha-sara. A person that has sinned, the suffering comes along and takes away the bad that the sin created. Uruma zois. Hashalva ba-hanucha heim gmul ha-tova. Therefore, chilled is a result and a reward for being a good boy. If you're naughty, you suffer. And if you're good, you can chill. In Manucha, everything goes fine. You get good panosa. Ulam, yesh to dat, shemachshov zu hi shtach islamdi. This is a superficial, I don't know what the phrase is yet. It's quite a, it's about as superficial and stupid as you can get. Ramotshanu emunim. Since we are faithful ones who have faith and believe in the 13 Yesodos of Judaism, and we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the sinners and gives reward to those who keep his mitzvahs, that's not enough for us to understand the nature of the suffering and the sevelis from Lashon Savlonis, the load, the ability to bear a burden, the burdens and the suffering that you find in the world. Shekhan would say with tzaddik v'ralo, because we found this concept of tzaddik v'ralo, the tzaddik who doesn't do anything wrong and yet he suffers terribly. We find the biggest reshame out there that having a whale of a time. That's one of our biggest nisoinus. All our friends that didn't come to yeshiva and aren't keeping Shabbos and aren't learning yeshiva were out there making the bucks. And we sitting as schlepsaching, living in the dormitories in Beit Shemesh, eating schnitzel, and